Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we're exploring the concept of seeing with clear eyes. To me, this is seeing everything that is there, different than seeing with selective eyes or what you only want to see. I was reflecting recently on my view of my mother when I was in my 20s and 30s. I saw my mother as a sick, weak woman who allowed herself to be a victim of male domination, basically. I saw her as being lazy, letting her kids do what I believed she should be doing. And I'm sure you can hear the intense judgment that I felt about my mother. Now, fortunately, in my late 20s and 30s, I also started developing a pathway of deep inner compassion for myself. And as I dove into this spirit of compassion, for me, the surprise was that I also found compassion for her. And I started to look at my mother differently. I saw her as a woman who was from obviously a different generation, one where she had to leave her job when she was pregnant with me. A woman who married a man she loved, who believed that a woman's place was in the home. So imagine that setup. I'm not supposed to work while I have children. That's society's rule. And my husband's rule is I should be at home taking care of the children. And I have no idea what she may have been experiencing for herself about being pregnant with me and what she felt her own responsibilities were to this child she was giving birth to. This was a woman who married a Catholic man, and this Catholic man believed it was a sin to use birth control, and she accepted him and his beliefs as her world. So she was having more children, I believe, than her body could bear. When her kids finally left home, she did volunteer work in order to serve. Perhaps that was her way of being out in the world and being of service in the world in the way that I might look for a job or might create a business. It may have been the way it felt right for her to be of service. And later, after she died, I read her journal notes. And it was obvious to me from her notes that she had been a young girl who had probably been sexually abused, just like me. The difference here is that she would not have had the support to heal that trauma in the same way that I did. She was from a different generation, and she was a woman who had six kids. So her finances were, because of the work my father did and their belief set, her finances would have been more limited. And the mindset of that generation wasn't to go get therapy or go to retreats or do deep trauma release work. You just didn't do that. At the most, she might have gone to her priest and asked for support. But there wasn't even within her church an adequate support system to help someone in that kind of recovery. So as I matured and as I found compassion for myself, I also found compassion for my mother. My experience with this practice of holding is that as we deepen into a greater compassion for ourselves, seeing all that is there within ourselves, seeing our traumas, our fears, our hopes, our talents, our abilities, our dreams, all of it, and finding love and compassion for all of it within us, gives us a different view of life. It expands our ability to see the people around us and the people who affect our lives with much greater compassion. with kindness, with an understanding that we are people of different experiences, very often doing the best we can. And very often, especially when we've been traumatized in less than ideal circumstances, at the very least emotionally. Seeing what is really there and discovering how to love it all is a task for people committed to awakening consciousness. This is not for the faint of heart. You already know that because you're in this journey. This is what we do when we are committed to raising up and deepening the love that we can hold, the love that we hold for ourselves and others. And so I invite you, as you are contemplating with this concept of seeing with clear eyes, to bring your attention to a place within yourself in which you would be willing to see yourself with more compassion. And after we've done the meditation together, where you go into that space to see if you can see yourself with those clear eyes of compassion, to then see if perhaps there's room to see someone else in your life with those same clear eyes of compassion. Bring that with you to the meditation, and I'll see you there.